A bill in the Utah House, 307, proposes setting up an education funding task force. One of the suggested ideas is a school impact fee. Summit County instituted that type of fee in the 90s, and legislators responded by banning it. Representative Powell said he's heard from residents in his district about an impact fee.
I've actually had constituents even recently in Summit and Wasatch counties who talked to me about that idea. And in fact, I introduced a bill 3 years ago on that to allow that, just because I've heard people expressing a desire to do that. But it's very controversial in that, it's not necessarily well targeted, especially if it's about Wasatch and Summit County retirees, people who don't have children building new homes but still having to pay those impact fees. So, I mean, I'm willing to discuss that issue, but this task force just didn't seem to me like it was very well thought out.
Powell voted against the task force in committee, chiefly due to another proposal.
I voted against it in House Education Committee 2 days ago. The reason I did is another item that's mentioned on the potential study list, which is very prominent on that list, which is equalization of state education dollars. And in as much as the bill was being run by somebody from Salt Lake County on the Wasatch Front, I really looked at that as kind of a way to create some mischief, possibly. And I just don't think that the task force idea was very well presented to us.
Another bill that has prompted headlines is from Senator Wayne Harper, who proposes increasing automobile registration fees for alternative fuel vehicles. Powell said he opposes Harper's bill.
I understand where that Senate bill from Senator Harper was trying to go, which was basically saying, well, we have a funding problem in the state because gas tax revenues, not only are they staying flat, but now that people are going to be using less gasoline, then people with the renewable vehicles, basically the argument that are not going to be paying their fair share for our gas tax. That's a policy call. I actually don't agree with the policy call. I think we should be encouraging the use of renewables.
A bill from Senator John Valentine will stipulate that gas taxes increase whenever the price of oil goes up. Powell said that, like the Harper proposal, this issue is basically about how to maintain roads.
We don't have enough money to fund our roads, our infrastructure, and revenues are decreasing, not only because people are using alternative vehicles, but also because that gas tax has always been fixed as 30, whatever cents per gallon, 42 cents per gallon or something, I think it is, and it's not gone up with inflation. And so this reformulation that I think you're talking about with Senator Valentine is just to make sure that there's going to be able to be continuing revenue, and we're actually moving some of it to the general sales tax because we don't know where else to get it. We cannot continue to rely solely on gas tax, gasoline tax. We've got a lot of old aging roads and bridges that obviously need to be fixed. We've got to come up with the money somewhere.
Finally, Powell said he'd like to discuss it, but it looks like a bill from Senator Stephen Urquhart banning discrimination against LGBT citizens in housing and employment is going to be tabled for this session. He said senior lawmakers prefer to put aside the bill while the state of Utah is defending its same-sex marriage ban in court.
It's a political standoff. I mean, those who favor the traditional marriage arguments from, the constitutional amendment several years ago, I think are just simply stung by the federal court decision, and I think that they want to move slowly. Those on Senator Urquhart's side who are pushing this bill, I think you have, it's incumbent upon them to explain the differences between the bill and the ordinances like Park City and Summit County and Salt Lake City have passed. I do think there are additional complexities in Senator Urquhart's bill that I'm happy to discuss.
House Representative Craig Powell. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.